7 o'clock it is. 7 o'clock, Wednesday, 26th of Feb. Wait a minute, let me back up. Wednesday, what's up? Wednesday, here on News Talk 590, KUGN. I think the hot seat is already familiar with Allie Camp. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great to see you again.
Thank
Development
you.
Investment Liaison. I love that. I got your business card right up on the screen. Development Investment Liaison.
That's it.
That's very official, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome back. You've got some news for us. What would you like to share here? I'm really interested in this mixed income housing project.
Sure thing. Right now the city is focusing on our efforts to add housing at all income levels mm-hmm. in our community. And we have an exciting project kind of beginning right now. The city is working with LCC, and we've entered into an option agreement to purchase a site downtown. We call it the 1059 Willamette Street site. It is the original site of the LCC downtown campus before they built their new lovely downtown center.
Right.
And the building is currently being unused. So the city is exploring the possibility of putting housing there.
Nobody's using that building right now?
Unused.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
It's been vacant for a couple years. It's very cold, very dusty in there.
Okay.
But the city's exploring the idea of using that site for housing, and not just any housing, but mixed income housing. So serving two different income levels.
So tell me about how you break this down now. So you're talking about market and then those that are making less money.
Right. So the funding source that we're proposing to use to buy the site is called Community Development Block Grant Dollars, CDBG. Okay. And there's a requirement whenever we use money like that 51% of the units be affordable to folks making 80% of the area median income or below. And just for a rough ballpark, that's about $36,000 a year.
Okay.
That's 51% of the units. The remaining 49% of the units can be leased at market rate. That's really awesome because we need more market rate housing downtown just as much as we need more moderate income housing downtown, and it helps to finance the project.
So it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, for downtown.
We think so.
Yeah, so get more people downtown, spend money downtown, spend time mm-hmm. Downtown.
Activate that building because right now it's not being used.
I can't believe I didn't know that thing was empty. Nobody's in it. Nothing. How long?
2012, 2013.
Wow. You had no idea.
Well, you wouldn't know because there's not a lot of activity, so you may not notice it whenever you drive by.
Good point.
Yep.
Good point. So now, we touched upon this off the air before we came on about the housing crunch. It's no secret that everyone, we're just in, it's not a rut, but it's a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a struggle. So this is a bright light bulb in that landscape.
Absolutely. Again, the city's focused on adding housing at all income levels. We refer to it as housing musical chairs. And by providing housing at this 80% AMI, this moderate income housing level or income level, we're adding another chair to the housing musical chairs game for people to sit in.
So hang on tight because I have a couple other questions I want to ask you in just a couple of minutes. You good for time?
Yep.
It's a beautiful day to bike, isn't it?
It sure is.
Allie Camp, City of Eugene. She's the Development Investment Liaison. More of What's Up here coming up in just a few minutes. News Talk 590 KUGN here at 7:18. Dennis Nakata in this seat. Allie Camp with the City of Eugene Development Investment Liaison is in the hot seat again this morning for What's Up. This is an exciting project we're talking about, the 1059 Willamette site, right?
Yes, this is the one.
Exactly. So when we touched up a little bit about it, the mixed housing, mixed income part of that component.
Right.
Can you bring us up to speed again on that?
Definitely. So the city right now is focused on ways to provide housing at all levels of income in our community. The plans for the 1059 Willamette site include housing at two different income levels, market rate and housing for people making 80% of the area median income. For example, that looks like it's about $36,000 a year. Those are young professionals. Those are people starting their career. Those are people in the service industry. And this means that folks making that amount of money would have rents affordable to them.
So we're talking about now this being part of the planning goals development-wise as far as the city goes, yes?
Yes, this helps us meet a lot of our goals, including the goals in the downtown plan for active engaged streetscapes, Envision Eugene for providing housing, diversity of housing types to the community, the Eugene-Springfield Consolidated Plan, which focuses on just adding a diversity of affordable housing options to our community. The Downtown Urban Renewal Plan, this is one of the identified projects for the Downtown Urban Renewal Plan 2, which means that we want to see an active, engaging use in this building. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Climate and Energy Action Plan. Whenever we build housing in our downtown core closer to services, it means lower emissions for our community, too.
And for those of you who drive by the building, it's empty.
It's empty.
There's nothing in there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly retail, first floor? Don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
Okay.
That would certainly fit with the mix of downtown. But right now, we are focused on acquiring the property. What is on the site in the future will come later. And there's going to be a ton of opportunities for public involvement when we get to that point.
So it's a process as you move forward.
Yep.
And the window, time-wise, here?
If the city decides to acquire the property, which right now we're doing due diligence on the site to make sure we're buying a clean piece of land, once we acquire the property, it'll be a 5-year period to develop it.
That's right. I keep forgetting there's stuff underneath the building. You had to make sure everything is good to go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, appreciate you making time coming in.
Thank you.
Your job's exciting. Everything's going, move, right?
Very exciting.
Love it. Thanks for sharing here. Mm-hmm. Allie Camp is what's up here on News Talk 590.